office. I filled out the application and enrolled us in the National Joint Powers Alliance, which is a free national contract purchasing program.
It's something I learned at NACO. There's U.S. Communities, which we've heard. U.S. Communities is a for-profit organization, so they take the best contracts, but there's a markup from the U.S. Communities. This alliance is a non-for-profit nationwide thing that NACO also supports.
It includes all the contract bid numbers to where I can use those. They put me in touch with suppliers in our area. Mm-hmm. One of them was Springfield Office Supply, which is a gentleman that comes down quite often. I met with a lady from his office named Teresa this morning, and she brought down a sheet with a lot of different catalogs, a lot of different options for us. We get 58% off.
Excellent.
So if something is $2,500, it's less than $1,200.
Anything in stock?
Everything is kept, like all the panels are kept, colors ready. There's different colors in here. But everything is put together as we order it. So we really need to order ASAP. She thinks that she can have them here in 3 weeks.
So it's still 3 weeks.
Still three weeks.
Cubes. But we just let you know, the space, when we first got the original design from the annex, they requested it. They designed it for 12 workstations. Okay, that was at the peak of our employment of P&Z and Sewer, and that was actually adding headcount back when the nuisance guy, nuisance Keith, was there, and then plus they had an extra room for another spot. So
Right. Actually,
all we need to find right now is three. We just need three cubicles to actually get functioning.
Right.
I think provision-wise, we need to add by a total of six. What was the number on it?
Eight was on the sheet.
Eight was on the sheet. Eight?
Which left...
Three, four, five, no?
Which left two open.
Okay.
So
anyway, we don't have to buy all of them. We don't want to right now. We can buy them all, depending on... Because we're less staffed than we used to be. And the other thing is we could just get by... So 3 weeks is not a... I guess what I'm saying, all that to say, the 3 weeks is not a deal breaker. Just because we can just put desks in there temporarily or folding tables temporarily to be functional if we can't make the 14th. So,
correct.
The Springfield Office Supply, is that Sifford?
No.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Did you check with them?
I did have a card with them, but to go through them, I would have to put it out to bid. And this right here, it's actually Steelcase. So they are a supplier of that.
It's a...
U.S. contract, so it's all been pre-bid for us.
So it's like a state bid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about in their Missouri vocational or something or other? Is that a pre-bid thing?
The state contract. There's also a state contract.
State contract.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've checked into that.
I have not checked into that yet.
You might want to check to see what office supply vendors are in that off that list, too, just so we can see. I know Office Depot stocks cubes. And so the Staples, which we now can buy both off those off the contracts.
Right.
It's in that. I saw your folder there. Staples is in there.
So Staples is in there. It certainly is. And Office Depot is on U.S. Communities.
Yeah, so Staples is part of the new one, and Office Depot is part of the other. U.S.
Yeah. We did Office Max.
Mm-hmm. Which is U.S. Communities.
Something else. I can't remember which one. But anyway, the reason I asked about Sifford is because he underbid them all on the furniture for the facility down here.
Well, I guess
were state bid.
We got to come up with a design and probably get you to bid something today. So maybe after this we can do that.
Okay.
You're going to get tile, I hear?
Right. Mm-hmm. Me and Nikki will go pick out tile. They're going to put that down tomorrow.
So
they need that today.
Charlie's crew is going to go lay the tile for the bathrooms, the entryway, and the break room area, or maybe not the break room.
Right, the break room and the water lab.
And the water lab. They're going to tile that. Charlie's going to do it himself, so it'll be faster and obviously more affordable, too.
Why don't we tile the whole thing?
We've already ordered carpet.
I lucked out on that one.
Wow, that was close.
I was just looking out here. You know, our carpet.
We
have.
We can always reuse this.
Yeah. Okay. One other question. I've heard discussion about used office furniture. Do we have a supplier on that?
We're going to look. I mean,
there's a couple places.
Linda and I have not really spent any time about that. I know of a a place over in Fayetteville, Arkansas, that is the Office Depot outlet store.
Yeah.
And that's where I've bought stuff personally in the past. And there's also stuff off the internet. I gave her on Friday was get through this stage and get to us through this so you can come before us.
Good.
Just to see what the new versus the state contract or the U.S. contracts are.
Right. Okay.
And the sprinklers, I saw the sprinklers got lowered,
yes.
So that's all done.
Sprinkler They're taken care of. The ductwork is being rerouted today. Could already even be finished. They started early this morning. The carpet will be laid Monday, August 10th, next Monday. The double glass swing door will be put on Monday as well.
Okay.
Again, the tile goes in tomorrow.
The internet, all the cabling goes in tomorrow. Grid ceiling starts tomorrow. Our guys are going to do that too.
Mm-hmm. And insulation.
And insulation on top of the grid. And the ductwork guy was there. The main trunk of the ductwork was reusable. So we're going to use that, and he's just putting new branches off. And I think the units out front were...
Two of them were working wonderful. One of them had a blowing motor out, which was not much at all. So they were really good shape.
So we don't have to reuse that. So that was a big savings there, mm-hmm. too.
Who's doing our duct work?
Harris Mechanical. They were the lowest.
Harris Mechanical. Okay.
What general idea of how much it's going to cost us?
I haven't seen it yet. Do you have a number yet?
I've been keeping up with the numbers. As of Friday...
I know they're,
Do you remember the original bid now? Everyone remember?
I know.
Right, the original bid was really high.
$175,000. And the other thing was that that did not include that restructuring of the floor, the trusses. Okay.
Okay, this has what Charlie's crew spent, the IS department, and of course, the fire sprinklers, the ductwork, the carpet, and we're looking at a total of $31,611.33.
Now, that doesn't include labor.
No.
That's right.
No.
That's
right.
Not include labor.
Right. But that's a fraction.
That's
our
half.
Guys are doing a phenomenal job.
I know.
Yeah.
That's half.
That's wonderful.
Figure half.
At least half.
Yeah.
I'm real pleased with them.
Wonderful.
They're finishing texturing the walls today. I don't know if you guys walked through. They textured most of all the spaces. A couple of things that we added, which we added a window. Yeah, we took one of the windows. When they took the windows out, they put one window back in for some light, which took a lot of hours. And the other thing they did is they sheetrocked and insulated all the exterior block wall. That wasn't included in the original bid either, I don't believe. So.
Okay, did something, and I probably should have talked about it before now. Soundproofing?
The insulation in the walls. I think there's insulation in the
between
walls.
Between walls?
I think so.
I think there was two, and then we're doing insulation over the drop ceiling. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are doing that.
Okay.
But you can't remember, there's only three offices, really. Mm-hmm. That's the good thing, is that we've minimized the construction. But they've done a great job.
All right.
I think so, too. Okay, I would like to encourage you guys to talk about the mailroom person, because I have, of course, we've got the mailing services tabled for Sheila. She has also came to me, I brought up last week and we were going to wait for you, but she's came to me asking me to bid out a delivery person, which, we kind of thought that would be another thing that this mailroom person could do.
Right.
She's wanting someone to take the money to the bank and then,
because
back and forth each day.
Right.
Right.
And see, that same person, my thought was, I've heard conversations, that same person could go by the transfer station, pick up the money there, and that would save us 30 minutes of overtime per day.
Certainly.
Just because I know what the hours are on the transfer station. So, we were waiting for Gary to come back.
Be a bonded person.
We were waiting for Gary to come back from sickness, so I'm a pretty big proponent of it, so maybe we should have another work session? You guys open to that?
Yep.
Okay. I'll tell them to schedule another work session on them, on that mailroom person.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. I still do not have a county cell phone. Hopefully, maybe you all are working on that. But other than that,
we got one that's not being used in the file cabinet that we're paying a monthly fee on.
Tell me why you need one.
Well, I go back and forth, different places all over the courthouse, back and forth to the annex.
Right.
At the time, I have given my cell phone. Even when I applied for this application, it asked for a cell phone, and I put my own personal cell phone down. When I first came to you guys, I just asked for the $26 reimbursement. So either way, it would just help either way. But there's lots of vendors that try to reach me, and I just say, if you don't reach me in the office, you can leave a message, but here's my cell phone. And normally they'll just pick the cell phone.
Okay. So
just to work hours. Leave my phone here when I go home. I don't feel like it's something after hours that I have to do anything with. Just to where I'm not having to use my own personal cell phone and give my number out to everyone.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have it anyways, just because I've had to leave it at the auditors when they need me in this one and that. So,
yeah.
But, it would just be nice since it's for work.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay. Thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Yep.
Thank you.
Good job, Lynn.
Thanks. Appreciate hearing that. Thank you guys for taking the time to see me.
All right. See you. What's next on the agenda, gentlemen?
Well, let's see. 1:30, we got Roden Bridge.
The 3:30 is canceled, so just that?
3 o'clock, City of Forsyth Road Sharing.
Okay, that's right. Well, we have 10 minutes. You want to...
We can't discuss that, I don't guess.
What?
But... road sharing, or do we have the information that we need? I mean, I don't know whether we got anything here to...
I don't know. Actually, I don't... Do you know? I mean, I think you put it on the agenda, didn't you?
Did I?
I think so. I didn't put it on the agenda. Did you, Danny?
No.
It's you or Frank.
Is this... I don't know.
Okay.
This is the 50,000.
Is that what we...
Okay, is this on the quarry intersection?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. This is their wanting 50,000 more for their yearly deal.
I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
And so they're requesting the what we allocate normally.
Mm-hmm.
This is the okay. But don't they have to submit paperwork or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
For us to vote on or whatever.
Yeah, and we actually cut that to 35 or something like that this year instead of the.
Well, I think we did the 50, but we just didn't have as many doing it. So
right,
it felt
that's
like
right,
we'd
what
come
I mean.
Out all right.
Yeah. When I said 35, I meant 350,000, because it was 450,000.
Right.
When we allocated it. But.
Well, let's talk about the spreader issue. We're just going to talk to Frank when he's here about the spreader issue, what we're going to do.
Yeah, we didn't spread. We didn't work today. I saw an email. Because of it.
Okay.
They had the opportunity to come Friday and didn't do it.
Yeah.
And Frank was rather mad about that. The factory. The company, Van Keppel and Springfield, according to Frank, I talked to Frank. He said that they had just threw their hands up and said, you'll just have to get with the factory. The factory... person was supposed to be there Friday and said that they wouldn't show up till Monday. And so they've lost two good days. Friday not being so much as a day that, it drizzled and rained a little bit and then quit and this and that. But today would have been a perfect day for them to keep right on trucking.
Yeah.
One thing that's upset me about that is the fact that they've blamed it on everybody but themselves.
That's what I'm looking.
They said that it wasn't the it was the operator, and it was, and I tell you who's doing the operating, one of the best hands we've got and has been on chip and seal machines, Brian Jennings, and he's one of the best we've got. And it's not been one thing, it's been just continuous. It's almost like it's a rebuilt. It's what we had whenever our other one tore down and
right.
The shavings got into the.
Well,
pump.
I mean, it looks like they replaced the joystick and the brake, and it's still not fixed. What was it saying? The conveyor motors are stalling out. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's our issue. It sounds like it's a function issue.
Frank said that he absolutely wanted the whole, he wanted a replacement here until they replaced this one, or he wanted a whole new machine brought to the job.
Well, do we want to recess until...
Recess is Chuck Powell.
Let's just recess.
Yeah.
Bill, something?
We'll recess.
What have we got at 1:30?
Tiger Grant.
I've had a note they put on the agenda for today for us on...
Coon Creek?